Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming. Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Zoe Larson coming, ladies and gentlemen!
Hello!
Hi, Zoe, how are you? Hi. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
What, pray tell, what is on the roster for the
God.
Excited theatre goer this weekend?
Oh my God. Well, it's Halloween weekend.
Oh, good
Lord. Is it Halloween weekend for theatre too?
Oh, yes it is.
Wow.
In fact, also, double whammy, Basement is celebrating its 10-year birthday. So tonight, come down to Basement. For every year that they've been there, they'll have chosen a play. So 10 plays with an original cast, doing live script reads.
Wow.
It'll be awesome. Little excerpts? Excerpts of selected Basement plays with experts, I guess you could say.
Bits with experts.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
Evening
okay,
of Nostalgia.
Yeah.
That'll be great. Tomorrow.
What one are you most excited for? What excerpt are you most excited for?
I don't know the excerpt.
I don't think we should pick one. Okay. I don't think we should pick an excerpt because then you might be disappointed that the excerpt that you expected. That I mean, if you expect a certain excerpt.
Okay. Anyway.
yeah.
And does that cost?
I don't think so.
Free.
What?
Yeah.
Merry birthday.
Nothing's free.
From what I could tell, no. However, if you get there and it does, I'm terribly, terribly sorry. And then tomorrow, go back to Basement.
Okay, here's one of the good things about theatre, though. It's not like you're going and spending $800 on popcorn and drinks at the cinema
because you
don't get to meet the performers at the movies, you know, or if you go to some other type of, you know, at least 30 you can go, look, there's a human being there. I'm paying their, my money's going to them for doing that hard work.
Theoretically.
In a roundabout way, a small tidbit, an excerpt, if you will, of the money is going to them, you know. Just
theoretically.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that was good.
I thought so.
Anywho, and then tomorrow, there's a party. There's a party at Basement.
Why not?
Live performances. Let me get my notes here, guys. By Dynamotion, Coven, Villette, DJ sets. As the night wears on, you can dress up as your favourite Basement show character.
Is it a Halloween party?
Yeah. Halloween party. You can go as your favourite Basement character.
Well, the Basement staff member. Costume cupboard be open so you can dress up.
Again, I don't know, but I hope so.
Unlikely, I think.
You know, you wouldn't want to double up, though. You know, this is the thing with Halloween parties. You don't want to double. You don't want to be putting a lot of thought. I mean, 10 years of the Basement, that would be really, you'd be pissed off if someone else came as that background guy, that thing at that time. Yeah.
And then also tomorrow, what I'm really excited for, if I can sneak away from the Halloween thing I'm going to, is Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Hey,
Rocky Horror Picture Show, K Road. I have the address here. Encore, level 1, 258 K Road.
Mental.
You can go at 8 p.m. You can go at 11 p.m. $44 for seated, $33.75 for some reason for standing.
Good, good, good. Yep.
You can dress up, sing, dance. You get given a props kit on arrival.
Oh,
that's
good.
Be hectic.
That sounds so fun.
Yeah,
that sounds very fun.
If you walked out of that without having had fun, then something's wrong. Then you need to go to the doctors or something.
Yeah.
So is that a Halloween dress up too, or Rocky Horror dress up?
I don't think it matters. Yeah. I think you can.
This is the thing with Rocky Horror.
You can pretty much
expand. It is Halloween to extent, isn't it?
Yeah.
Although you go, then you get those people that run their Halloween in a sort of a, oh my God, I'm going to do like Brett Kavanaugh, but in a dolphin, you know,
oh
sort of thing,
God.
Like, you know, that sort of thing. They do some weird trippy thing like that. And you know, I don't like Halloween. It's boring.
Oh.
I feel like lately there's been a few repetitive costumes. Seen a lot of Mias from Pulp Fiction lately. The last few years.
Oh, that's an easy. Let's just splash some stuff on a nice shirt, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know? Well, it depends. At what stage, you know? Overdose stage, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the fear.
Depends as the night wears on.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, it sounds like a very Halloween-themed kind of theatre weekend.
And then if you could hold off theatre or just want to go again later in the week, Tuesday, a show opens called The Exorcist, which sounds...
When I saw that written down, I thought it said The Exorcist.
No, no. The Exorcist. It's apparently just like The Exorcist, but their words, not mine, shitter.
Okay.
With cardboard and vomit.
Oh, good.
Oh, my gosh.
But that's also going on, so...
is that... At Basement as
well? Yeah, Basement in the Loft. You can book online. It'll be...
Same storyline?
No idea. It just said on the thing...
Scary movie, that is.
Same as The Exorcist, but shitter plus cardboard. Check it out.
Yeah,
sounds cool.
I'm interested to see what the theatre community have got planned for Guy Fawkes.
I don't think it's the same kind of holiday for the theatre community.
Well, it's not dressy-uppy, is it?
Well, that's... Yeah. I mean, theatre is quite dressy-uppy, isn't it?
But it's, it's also, performance on.
Mikey really likes Guy Fawkes.
I just don't like Halloween stealing, excuse the pun, stealing Guy Fawkes of Thunder. But
hey.
Once the messy old, sticky old lollies all over the show Halloween's finished, then before you know it, it's open that term deposit to get all that money and buy the fireworks.
Well, I think theatre's a good thing to do at Halloween, because if you really want to get spooked, wouldn't you rather be spooked in person than spooked on the screen?
I completely agree.
You know, you don't want to go watch a horror film. You want to go and be
horrified. How can I argue with that?
Yeah.
Zoe, thank you very much.
No worries. Thank you so much.
Have a great weekend.
You guys
too. That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming, brought to you by the Vic Devonport.